This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in. We'll dive back into Oregon and Oregon State coming up at 9:30. So about 12 minutes from now, you'll hear some more from Dan Lanning talking about all the young guys that played, and also Dante Moore making his first start in an Oregon uniform.
Oh, hey, okay.
We know who the starting quarterback is at Oregon now.
Yeah.
Do you know it's Dante Moore?
Confirmed.
Confirmed. My source is confirmed. Dante Moore is the starter.
We got to talk about the other team?
I mean,
this is a football nightmare, brother.
I got one bit of audio I'll play for you, and then if we don't want to address it, we don't have to. But I got a soundbite I'll play for you.
We also put a poll question up, Hot Take Tuesday.
Yes.
Will Oregon State make a bowl game?
Oh.
Yes or no at Durton Spring?
I still vote yes. Back half of the schedule's manageable. I think they win this weekend, and I'm going to vote yes on that poll question.
Okay.
But you can go vote at Durton Sprague on Twitter. Let's get to the mail sack, shall we? Here we go. Quick mail sack for today. Turn and burn. Mail sack question. Will we now hear Ryan Day's wife deny that he has pierced nipples like she denies he dyes his beard?
I mean, he's going to be asked about this, right? At some point, he's going to address this. It was too big on the internet to completely ignore.
It's pretty obvious.
I give you a take. It probably is pierced, and maybe he's already said he has a pierced nipple, and I just don't remember the quote.
Has he come out and acknowledged it?
I was wondering if it was a shave bump. Does he shave the hair around his nipple, and are those like just very big bumps from shaving? I understand what a pierced nipple looks like, yes. But I also am wondering, a football coach with a pierced nipple?
You excited if you see a pierced one out in the wild? Did that used to excite you back in the day? Like, oh, hey. Spicy.
Oh, no. From a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go home, float that one with the wife when you get home today. Hey, babe, what do you think?
No.
Breastfeeding days are over.
No. I dare you to go home and say that.
Try one out. Sure, that'll go over well. All right, let's. You know what? Sticking on the theme, we got multiple nipple ones. Mail sack question: would you ever get your nipples pierced to celebrate a big moment? We all know that Dirt has a nipple fetish. Whoa!
You just basically admitted it.
Erroneous.
Yeah.
I have very big nipples. I'm very self-conscious about my nipples.
Oh, I have a buddy that's like this. I like to go shirtless on the last Hood to Coast leg with no music.
He's got big nipples, too.
And he won't go shirtless because he's so insecure about the way his nipples look.
If it's a certain temp in terms of coolness, I will, because then they'll harden up and then I don't have to worry about it. But if it's warm out, we're keeping those things under wraps.
You're more insecure about your nipples not being hard?
Yeah, if they're hard, they're okay. They don't look as big when they're hard.
Do you have innies?
Don't pull that. No, I don't. They're very outies.
I had a friend that had two innies. Kind of blew our minds.
Dude, I'll trade you for innies immediately.
It looked like his boobs had sucked them in. Reverse. Dude, you got nipples? What
kind of nipples you got, Swag?
I think I got normal. I think they're pretty normal.
Pretty normal nipples? Would you ever pierce your nipples?
No.
No. I don't think I would either.
You know how I am about needles.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
No.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm anti-needle.
No, I'm not a nipple piercer. I'm not anti-nipple piercer. What makes you more turned on, tattoos or nipple piercings? Because I think I like the art a little more than the nipple piercing.
Any kind of tattoo? Or does it matter where?
No, any
kind
any,
of like
yeah.
so any sort of
like
yeah.
some ladies
like a
or,
butterfly on the ankle does it for you.
I mean, that doesn't do a lot for me. Okay. I think I like some tattoos.
Okay,
I don't know what a nipple piercing does for me. Like, oh, want a little metal in your mouth?
We'll play with it. Probably tattoos.
Okay,
probably tattoos.
Neither.
Just like them. As is, huh?
Just normal.
Way God intended.
That's right.
All right. Nice birthmark.
The way Jesus molded you.
That looks like the state of Texas.
Mail sack question. Was Sean McDonough trying to bang CJ Carr's mom after talking about her 40,000 times during the Notre Dame-Miami game?
I don't know. Was Gus Johnson trying to get with Arch's mom? Because I felt like both of them were doing the same thing.
Was I the only one who wasn't aware of the Lloyd Carr-CJ Carr connection? I didn't connect those dots for some reason.
I said that on the show last week.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was, Carr's grandson. Once they named him, that was, yes.
Now, is he in a condition where he can't travel? I was surprised he wasn't there.
Or was that I don't know.
Not.
I don't know.
Is he with us?
Or yeah.
Lloyd Carr. I haven't.
Lloyd Carr's not dead.
I rooted for Lloyd Carr back in the day.
Like, Lloyd Carr's alive.
Yeah, I'm not saying he isn't.
Lloyd Carr's alive.
I was a little surprised he wasn't there.
80 years old, Lloyd Carr.
Okay, so maybe he doesn't travel as much.
He might not. He could have been there maybe in a different spot. Maybe he's in a suite. They want to sit in the stands. I don't, you know, who knows.
He had a nice little fade going on. I'm liking the vibe CJ Carr has.
Okay, all right. Mail sack question. A few things irk me as a sports fan more than the stadium arena flashing the lights on and off when a team scores, whether it's NFL, college football, or junior hockey. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
What is your random sports ick or thing that just rubs you the wrong way? I'm wondering why the lights turning on and off rubs you the wrong way. I think those are pretty cool.
Well,
I
wish if you get seizures, I'd imagine that's not fun.
Well, yeah. He didn't say he's getting seizures out of it.
Well, he didn't say he got a seizure.
He says
but
it irks him. That's a little bit different. But yes, if it gives you a seizure, I understand not enjoying it. I wish my team did it. My team doesn't do light shows at night games.
Well, you got to get the LED lights.
Yeah, I know. It's a special thing.
The
you
Mariners
guys
do
light do shows.
The light show when they have a home run.
Yeah. Getting the lights dark, having some fireworks go off. Yeah. Like, dude, have fun. It's sports.
I would say the thing that irks me is probably the overusage of fireworks.
Oh, okay. Anti-firework guy, huh?
Does everything need to be a firework?
Maybe it does, man. Maybe
here
it does.
Comes your team. Touchdown. We won.
The irony of this is I've never been to a stadium that had more fireworks than your baseball team.
No, I know.
When I was in Atlanta, I was blown away. They did like a firework for every strikeout. Every strikeout in the game, guy strikes out, and it's like the first time you hear it, you're like, is that gunshots? And you're like, oh, no, they're just doing a fireworks show for a strikeout in the top of the first inning.
For me, it is clearly the incessant soundtracks that run during play of an NBA game.
Oh, the music's been ridiculous.
Bum, bum, bum,
and it's loud as hell.
How do you not like that? Come on, man.
It's
get
too much.
Bob in your head while you're watching the
It's
game.
Every possession.
It is all way too the much.
It used to be a good Oregon once in a while.
What happened to the Oregon? Can we make the Oregon great again?
The Knicks still have an Oregon.
They still do. Yeah. Staples Center still does.
Yeah.
Why don't we bring one? Everybody should be. I'm a commissioner of sports. There's my ick. Everybody has an Oregon.
I'll give you one more ick that you're not going to agree with.
Okay.
I don't like. Now, they do a good job of it, but I don't, as a sports fan, particularly love when the PA announcer has to tell me the most obvious thing. Time out, Lakers! Third down! I know.
Yeah, I know.
I should be loud.
It's a big moment.
Do I need?
I'm cheering. I don't need a reminder. I'll give you another one from NBA games, too, when you could hear the voice track of defense.
Yeah,
that's
it's just all that stuff, and then
like a weird robotic voice.
Pump it in so loud.
Defense, defense.
Isn't that Utah? I think Utah does that worse than anybody else.
It sounds just like that.
It's so bad. You're like, I know, defense.
That was like a bad robot. That's exactly how it sounds.
It's very weird. I don't know who created that.
I also get mildly. I found out through the being at a Niner preseason game, my NFL team and my college team do the same thing. Every first down. And it's like they're already about to snap it on the next first down.
He didn't do it enough Saturday night.
This is a football nightmare,
yes,
bro.
It is.
I remember being a student going, you guys do this every first
every
down?
Time, huh? Every time, huh? Hopefully doing it a lot, but sometimes
well,
not.
We weren't doing it a lot on Saturday.
Not enough. Certainly not enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mail sack, full disclosure, I'm a diehard Beaver fan who also dies a little bit more inside every time Oregon wins. It's been rough, but honest question, we've seen what's happened to the Blazers post Paul Allen. What do you honestly think Oregon's future looks like post Phil Knight?
I think there's going to be an estate set up. Phil Knight doesn't dictate the talent on the
team.
He's
donated so much, and there's, I mean, they put some into an endowment beyond just, you know, using the money as soon as he gives it to him for...
Let me clarify give that. To the cancer? What did he just donate? $2 billion to cancer? Like, yeah. I don't think the money's going to dry
Let me also add, time soon. He doesn't dictate the team in terms of Dan Lanning knows the talent that they need to bring in.
Yeah.
Now, Kilkenny spends way more than people talk about.
Yes, he does.
There are, I think, through this Phil Knight booster run, you have now created even more boosters that spend even more money because to Dan Lanning's point, you want to spend to win. I don't think that money's going to stop even once Phil, passes away.
We spend
away.
To win.
I think there's going to be something set up trust-wise, and I think you just look at the coaching staff to continue to bring in the right guys for whatever the right price
is. And also, what does the future of the sport look like, right? I mean, are we in a collective bargaining era when Phil Knight dies, or do we have a union of college players? Is it all money directly from universities through TV contracts? Like, that's the other part of it. We just don't know when that's all going to happen. But I think what I would say is, if you're one of those who is hopeful, you hate Oregon so much that when Phil Knight dies, you're going to say, here begins the downfall of the program.
They're building a new facility right now.
I don't think you're going to get what your wish is. But
I don't think that person's indicating that. I think they're more just asking, are you worried?
Sure. But I think there's fans like that exists out there of like, wait till Phil Knight goes away. And it's like, you think he's just going to, what do you think he's going to do with his money?
Isn't he worth like $100 billion?
He's got a lot of money, man. He just donated $2 billion for cancer research. Yeah. Mail sack, two more quick ones. Did Arch Manning hurt his potential to win the Heisman this weekend? Did anyone else jump out to you guys for a Heisman candidate?
Nussmeier is probably, I think he's the betting favorite now, Nussmeier.
I just pulled it up on FanDuel. So Nussmeier's plus 800. If you're wondering where...
I think Sellers is going to be in this
Sellers
conversation.
Sellers is number two. He's plus 1,000. Then it goes Carson Beck.
I don't think Arch is going to win it.
Gunnar Stockton is fourth in Heisman odds. What?
I think his numbers are pretty good. They blew out a nobody.
Dude, he didn't do a lot in that game.
Oh, really?
He was like he ran the ball a lot. He was like 14 of 24 for 100 something yards.
Oh, maybe
touchdown.
It was his running numbers I saw.
They had a long touchdown to Zachariah Branch. Branch might end up being the game changer that they need on offense that they got from USC. I would go further down the list if I'm looking for a
Mateer?
Bet. John Mateer had a great opening game stat line wise.
They play Michigan this weekend too.
Devin Dampier, who we talked about going into the season at Utah, is a guy who I think is going to have a monster year for them. If they win the conference, he'll be in the mix. Castellanos at Florida State, you can get it plus 3,000. Like, there's guys a little bit. Jalen Daniels at Kansas. Like, those are the kind of guys I'd be more interested in putting bets in on than one of these front runners.
I totally hear that. The only thing I would say though is I'm a little hesitant to bet on the guys at Utah and Kansas.
Yeah, it's a longer shot, no doubt.
I think you need like a historical season the way Travis Hunter did, because it's largely going to be the big main player programs that get that kind of love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.